Hello, book lovers. Welcome to the club.
My name's Josh.
And I'm Alexis.
And this is the laziest book club you'll ever join. The Book Lovers Book Club is a virtual club for people just like us with normal lives, jobs, and responsibilities, but who also love to read.
Every month, we'll choose a book to read together with all of you, and at the end of the month, we'll review it, talk about it, and rate it.
Follow us on Instagram at TheBookLoversPod, where each month we'll be giving away a free copy of the book we choose to read to a random follower. At the end of the episode, we will announce this month's book and let you know how to join the giveaway.
Welcome back, everyone. Happy February. Did you miss us? Because we missed you.
Yes, we did.
It's the Book Lovers.
It's good to be back after a longer than planned break from our last episode. We're happy to continue with our book club, and today we're going to be discussing our January and half of February book, Pines by Blake Crouch.
Josh, how was your February?
It was great. To be totally honest, I kind of have been in a bit of a reading slump, especially after finishing Pines. Mm. I will talk about it. I finished Pines in I think 3 or 4 days.
It's a quick read.
Yeah, it was really easy. But February is good. We have had some snow here. We've had plenty of snowy reading days. We celebrated Valentine's Day. Shout out to our friend Isaac. You want to share what Isaac did?
Our friend Isaac works at Ruth's Chris, so he was able to get us a reservation at the prime time of 4 p.m. for dinner.
It was prime time for me. I loved it. I'm down to do 4 p.m. dinners.
And let me tell you, it is the best people watching hour for dinner because we were mixed in with the elderly and the not so serious daters, I will say. So it was a fun, entertaining dinner, to say the least, but I had a good time.
Yeah, it was fun. But yeah, it's really good to be back. And thank you to everyone who's tuning in again. This is our third episode, our second official episode. Yeah. But I feel like once you do 3 episodes of a podcast, it's a...
we're serious now.
That's a streak. So we're happy to be back. And this is going to be our episode, I guess, for February. Moving into March, we're going to get back on track. We're going to get back on track, and we have a fun book for us to read. It's kind of a shorty, but it's by an author who I love, and so I'm excited to tell you guys.
Josh did pick this month's book. Yeah. So
It's an author I've been trying to get Alexis to read with me, so we'll tell you guys all about that at the end of the episode. But to begin, we're going to be reviewing our read of Pines by Blake Crouch, a book that Alexis picked Alexis picked and loved.
Not to sway anybody, but it's a great book.
I know for a fact several people that I've confirmed have finished this book that read along with us. So if you finished the book, shout out to you. Thanks for joining with us. Hopefully you enjoyed the book, or I don't know, if you didn't enjoy it, I'd love to know why.
And maybe you went on to read the next 2 books
in the
trilogy.
I know for sure at least one other person who kept reading. But before we get into our review, there's a shout out in order to our giveaway winner, our good friend, Miss Liz Hebron.
Yay, Liz.
Thank you to Liz for participating in the giveaway, and thank you to everyone else who participated. It really helps us when you partake, and it's free for you. You get a chance to win a free copy of this month's book. So shout out to Liz. We know she's one of our loyal book lovers.
And Liz is also a Kindle reader. So for future giveaway winners, if you prefer to read on Kindle, we'll send you the money so you can buy it on Kindle. So you can either get the physical copy or a Kindle copy on the Book Lovers.
There you go. So speaking of the giveaway, if you're listening to this episode now, it either means the giveaway has already begun or it's beginning. It's beginning very shortly.
Beginning soon.
The giveaway has either started or it's about to start. So go ahead. Find us on Instagram at TheBookLoversPod. There will be a post about the giveaway. All you have to do is follow us, like the post, and tag a couple friends in the comments, and you'll be entered. And for every friend you extra friend you tag, you get another entry into the giveaway. Mm-hmm. So theoretically, you could have unlimited entries into this giveaway.
Depends on how many friends you have, but it's unlimited.
Yeah, you don't. They don't even have to be your friends. You can just tag whoever you want.
True.
But yeah, please go ahead and find us on Instagram. If you want to be a part of the giveaway, now is the time. And you'll have a chance to win a free copy of this month's book.
Just a quick recap for those that might be new joining us in the Book Lovers Book Club.
Welcome.
We just wanted to give a quick overview of how the club works. So basically, we pick a book to read for a month. We'll all read it together. We don't meet together physically, but we are all reading the same book at the same time. And then at the end of the month, Josh and I will come together and create a podcast of what we thought about the book, a couple segments in the podcast regarding the book. And you also have the opportunity to submit questions via the Peanut Gallery, which is through our link in our Instagram bio at the Book Lovers Pod on Instagram. Please follow us. And we can do discussion questions there if you guys have any thoughts on the book or questions that you want us to address about the book. We would be happy to answer them.
At this point, you can put whatever you want in the Peanut Gallery.
You can ask us what our favorite color is. Mm-hmm.
We are begging for friends to come and join us and add their thoughts on anything at all in the Peanut Gallery. We'd love to hear from you guys.
We want this to be a club for the people.
Yeah, it is a club, which it's not just me and Alexis. We want you guys to be a part of it.
And we do know that there are people out there reading with us, but it always gives us a sense of encouragement when we get questions and we know people are reading along and want to interact in our discussion.
And it would give us more things to talk about.
Yeah, so at the Book Lovers Pod on Instagram, go into our bio, click on the Peanut Gallery, and submit your discussion questions.
And just a reminder, in the same bio, same Instagram, we have links for the current book that we're reading. I think there's some other like fun little reading gifts that you could give people. Check out our Instagram bio if you're a reader. There's some useful resources in there for you. So please join us on there. And yeah, this is The Book Lovers Chapter 2, Pines. To begin our review of Pines by Blake Crouch, I can't remember if I said this on our last episode, but this is not the first Blake Crouch book I've ever read.
It is the first Blake Crouch I've ever read.
Okay, so I read Blake Crouch probably a little over a year ago. I would think it's probably his most well-known book, called Dark Matter. It's like I think they made a TV series out of it on Apple TV or something. And I gotta be honest, did not love it.
He mainly writes sci-fi.
Yeah, it's sci-fi. Dark Matter is a sci-fi book as well.
And I will say, so I read Pines probably last year, towards the end of last year. And I had never really read a sci-fi book before, so this was my intro into sci-fi, and I had heard from a friend that this was a very easy sci-fi book to get into because it is more of like a thriller sci-fi. It's not all sci-fi, yeah. If that makes sense.
So I am a science fiction reader. I'm kind of more into like the, I don't know what you call it, like epic science fiction. So like the Dune series or Foundation series, things like that. This, when I read Dark Matter by Blake Crouch, I kind of knew that it was, I guess, what you would call more modern sci-fi. But yeah, I didn't love it. It didn't really move me. I felt like it was a drag. And to be honest, like I was suspending my disbelief too much, even for science fiction.
So Josh was very apprehensive when we suggested to read Pines.
Yeah, but I gave it a chance, And I have to say, I was pleasantly surprised by my experience reading it. I thought it was easy to read. It was hard to put down. I think I finished it in like 3 days, maybe. But I definitely can see why you enjoyed it, honey, because I enjoyed it. And I would like to. I haven't yet, but I probably at some point will try to finish the series. I thought it was interesting. I thought that the characters, well, we'll talk about the characters. I thought for the most part, the characters were like, I felt attachment to the characters, which I enjoy in any kind of book that I read. But yeah, it was like a fun little kind of sci-fi, sort of mystery thriller.
I think I enjoyed it so much because it was sci-fi ideation, but a thriller written book. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it is kind of thriller. And I also enjoyed, like, it felt like the pacing of the book from where you start to where you end in, what is it, like 300 pages?
Mm-hmm. Like they cover a lot of ground.
He takes you to a lot of places, and it's way more, I guess, out there and kind of absurd in a good way at the end than it is at the beginning. Like, it doesn't seem all that...
Which makes me really excited for you to read the following two books in the trilogy, because I feel like... Usually in a trilogy, the first book is kind of a setup. You're learning the characters, you're learning where they're at, all that stuff. And the second and third book just keeps getting better. Mm-hmm. And usually in a trilogy, I would say the first book is my least favorite. Mm. But in this trilogy, I feel like each book is equally just as good.
Oh, wow.
I really enjoyed them. If you want to continue on in the trilogy and find out what happens, it just gets better.
Yeah, I can imagine. I feel like, too, the way that the book ends, like I was saying, like, I forget what they're called, but like the...
Spoiler alert.
Oh, well, if you're... Yeah,
if you're listening, you better spoilers. Have finished the book. But the Abbeys.
The Abbeys. That came out of nowhere.
It came out of left field, and it was shocking, but in the best way.
But I feel like book 2 and 3 could be really like so different from the first book. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's just a lot to work with there.
And so you have the whole aspect of like them being watched and controlling a society, but also there's the whole aspect of the Abbeys and that whole thing. It's just a very interesting. He covers a lot of different topics in the sci-fi world, I would say.
And did they turn the trilogy into a TV series?
I think so. I think it's on Hulu, but I haven't watched it, no.
I would like to watch maybe an episode or two and see if we like it. Because when I was reading it, I was like, this could be a good show.
I haven't watched it because I didn't want it to sway who I picked for my casting call.
That is an amazing segue, honey, for our next segment. We're going to move into...
But overall, what did you think of the book? Oh,
well, I'll give my final rating later. But overall, I really enjoyed it.
Wow. So it has restored your faith in Blake Crouch.
I mean, sure. I'd read the next Pines book. I don't know. You know me with like my whole chart topper...
And the hesitancy thing about these is I really haven't seen that much about them. I don't feel like they're like top of the list Blake Crouch number one sellers. I don't feel like they're that popular.
Yeah, I don't know. It's science fiction as a genre is really fun to me because there's so many different variations of where you can go. Like there's science fiction that's like aliens and spaceships and... space battles, and then there's science fiction like this, which is more
realistic.
Well, I don't know if I'd say this was realistic, but it's like
dystopian.
It takes place on Earth. Yeah, dystopian. I don't know. It's a fun take on the genre to me, and I know that I feel like this kind of science fiction is more easily digestible.
Palatable, yeah.
And so I understand why people like it. And I like it myself.
Moving into our next segment, we like to call this one casting call. So basically, we are looking at some of the characters in the book. And since this is already a show, I guess there is already a cast. But we haven't watched the show.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
And we're making our own cast from what we pictured when we were reading the book or who we think would be best in the roles that the characters play.
Yeah, I like to put faces to the characters whenever I'm reading books. And so I'll either put literally my friends' faces on people's characters or if I can't pick a friend, I'll just think of an actor or an actress that I think makes sense. That way I can kind of visualize them in my mind's eye when I'm reading. So I've picked one character who I definitely want to give a casting call for. What do you have, honey?
I have two.
Okay.
But we can start with yours. Who's your character?
So for me, it had to be Ethan, the main character. And when I was reading this, I kind of saw him as, like, I don't know why, but he definitely seemed like a white guy to me. And I don't know. He was a white guy for sure. And when I was reading him, the character or the actor who I kind of saw in him was, he has a role. I'm not like a huge fan of this actor. I just know for sure he's in Marvel movies because I've watched several of them with him in it. But Jeremy Renner. Do you know who Jeremy Renner is?
I think so.
You would recognize his face if you saw it. Jeremy Renner, I believe he plays Hawkeye in like the Marvel movies. And he kind of has that like rugged, like secret agent look to him.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I felt like Jeremy Renner, his face, for whatever reason, matches Ethan's.
He was in The Bourne Legacy, which is like a Jason Bourne, isn't it? Like a spinoff?
I think that's one of the Bourne movies, isn't
it? Yeah, that would make sense. Ethan as a character reminds me a lot of like that kind of secret agent.
Yeah.
Vibe. Well, I mean, he is a secret agent, so yeah. That makes sense.
I saw Jeremy Renner when I was reading Pines, and specifically reading Ethan. We'll talk more about Ethan later, but tell me, what were your casting calls?
So for Ethan, I am kind of on a similar path as you, I would say.
A white guy. Yeah.
But this guy, I think he's British, actually. I think. But for Ethan, I picked Taron Egerton.
I have no idea who that is.
He is in the show Blackbird that we watched on Apple TV. And he's also Elton John in the Elton John documentary.
Kind of younger guy.
Yeah. And he's in Kingsman as well, which is a movie of secret agents. So I think that kind of made sense in my mind of a secret agent.
Okay, yeah, I see him now. I can see what you're saying. He's a little younger than younger. I would have seen him as. But I'm actually, while you tell us your next casting call, I'm going to look up who they actually cast in the show.
My next casting call was for David Pilcher, the mad secret scientist guy.
Yeah.
Which, looking at my pick now, I guess I am on a younger theme because this guy's pretty young and I know David Pilcher is older. But I was just thinking evil genius and who I've thought who has played like a character that you think is a good guy and then switches towards the end. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why this guy came to my mind, but I thought of John Hamm.
Oh, I can see it.
I don't know why. I just feel like I don't know what role I'm thinking of his where he was a good guy and then he flipped and turned bad, if anybody knows what I'm thinking of, what movie or show, but he kind of has like a mischievous, like...
He gives off like rich guy vibes to me.
Yeah, yeah, true.
That's definitely because
I think I'm thinking of who he played in the morning show.
Yeah,
he was like a big tech guy.
He's basically like an Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos kind of figure
in the morning show. That's who he was.
Yeah,
who he was trying to be. So I guess that's who I saw. I think David Pilcher in reality is much older than John Hamm, but yeah, in my mind,
it's also another younger.
Yeah, but in my mind, I guess the cast is young here. So
yeah, well, there you go.
It appeals more to the younger generation. It
reflects your own youth. I looked it up. So the series on Hulu came out in 2015. There's two seasons.
Oh, so this is older.
I guess 2015. The actor who plays Ethan in that show's name is Matt Dillon. Yeah.
Okay.
I've never really seen him before. But he kind of has that look, that, you know, rugged white guy look. Are you looking him up right now?
Yeah, and I'm looking at Dr. Jenkins, who was David Pilcher.
Who plays him?
Toby Jones. An old guy.
Older.
Couldn't tell you who he is, but...
Well...
It makes sense.
I think we're probably better at casting than whoever did it for Hulu.
Clearly.
But yeah, that's our casting call segment, and we'll move into the next one.
Before we move on to our next segment, here's a word from this month's sponsor, Axe and Kindle Firewood. No more hassle, no more mess, just the warmth of a perfect fire every time. Axe and Kindle kiln-dried firewood delivered directly to your doorstep. A great and hassle-free burn every time. Visit axeandkindle.com to order today and bring home the warmth that lasts. What's better than reading a book next to a cozy fire? Our next segment is something we like to call Champ and Chump.
Champ and Chump is a segment where we pick a character who is the champ of the book to us, and then a character who's the chump, the one who maybe annoyed us or was weak or just a chump. And so
we could see the book. Well, I guess we couldn't see the book without them, but it was annoying.
Yeah.
They were annoying.
Let's hear. Let's start with the champ, honey. Who's your champ of this book?
Okay, my champ was a bit short-lived in this book. My champ is Beverly.
Oh, that's my champ.
Oh, well.
Go ahead.
Well, I guess Beverly kicked off everything for Ethan. She truly showed him that there was more to this utopian society that Ethan knew. And basically led him to discovering more and more of Wayward Pines.
Yeah, Beverly, she was my champ too. I thought she was the most, like...
Radical.
Well, she was the most interesting and mysterious character to me.
Yeah.
Because she was like, when I was reading Beverly, when she's first introduced... I kind of thought that maybe she was just going to be like a love interest or something.
Well, she was the bartender initially.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was like, when I was reading, I was like, oh, he's going to fall in love with her or whatever. And that ended up not really being what her character was. And she evolved. I really enjoyed her character arc. Like, she became kind of a guide to Ethan and... meets a tragic end, which I love a good tragic ending for anyone. And yeah, I really liked Beverly. I was attached to her character and I really cared about who she was. And I wanted to know, like, who is, like, what does she know? What is she hiding? And I know it's a good character because when they die, I'm sad. Because sometimes when a character dies, you're like, whatever. Mm-hmm. I was sad when... Spoiler alert, Beverly was murdered or killed.
The Fete.
What is it called?
Well, in my mind, I pronounce it the Fete.
The Fete. she's, you know, killed by a mob, an angry mob. And yeah, Beverly to me was a champ because not only does she like literally save Ethan, but her... she was just interesting to me, and I enjoyed every scene that Beverly was in. It was like, when Beverly was there, you knew something was about to happen.
Yeah, and Ethan only got smarter because of Beverly.
Yes, Beverly was like the, like I said, she was like a guide for him, and she, like, anytime something new was revealed about the mystery of Wayward Pines, it generally came from Beverly.
I also had a bit of a runner-up for a champ, which, thinking back on it, I think I'm thinking more of the second and third books in the series for this champ, but she was also in the first. Teresa really stuck it out for Ethan.
Yes, she did.
And her character only gets more dimension as the books go on.
Remind our listeners more who depth. Teresa is.
Teresa is Ethan's wife.
Yeah. And she, her part, I like this pick. Teresa was a good runner-up champ to me, too. She, like, her, she kind of gave you relief from the actual town. Like, you kind of got to escape and take a deep breath. But also, kind of some tragedy, definitely some tragedy in her story. Her husband has gone missing, and she's got the child. I love the scene where they kind of had like the funeral for Ethan. Do you remember that part?
When they're at her house, and aren't they from Washington?
Yeah, they go to like a mountain or like some sort of lookout point where I guess her and Ethan, it had some sentimental value, and they kind of say goodbye to Ethan. That was really, that tugged on my heartstrings. And Teresa ends up kind of throwing caution to the wind and doing whatever she can for a chance to see her husband again, which I know I have a wife who'd do the same thing for me.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, that moves us into our chump section. I'll start with this one.
Okay.
My chump was Ethan.
Wow. Hot take.
I don't think it's that hot of a take, because Ethan, he's the protagonist, and
he's also a bit annoying.
Yeah, he was annoying to me. He was like, there were some things that he would do that were just like stupid to me. Like he, I don't
something
know.
Something only a white man would do.
That we're editing that part out. I don't know. He just seemed like he was so stubborn, and like, I felt like he just needed to ask for help. And maybe this is, maybe that's too simple, but like, I hated how he was just kind of trying to do everything on his own. And it's, I'm sure that was intentional by Blake Crouch to make the reader frustrated. But there were some points where I was like, okay, bro, it's time to phone a friend here. Or like, especially his scenes, he's in the hospital like multiple times.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It just bothered me how he was so unreceptive to help from the hospital. And maybe I guess he was right to be, but it was just annoying to me.
Well, he was just so cautious of like second guessing everything.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, this nurse is not really a nurse. What are they doing to me? Mm-hmm. Which, in hindsight, he's right. But it's hard in the moment to be like, okay, literally they're trying to help you.
Yeah, maybe, and maybe that's what the author wants, is for you to be like screaming at Ethan, like, you're, stop being dumb. But I don't know. He was chumpish to me. Yeah. Who's your chump?
My chump was Kate, who was Ethan's love affair.
Mistress.
Situation, which you find out she is in Pines, the town, and Ethan eventually finds her and is like, what is she doing here, blah blah blah. But really, his whole, it's hard for me to champion someone, which I guess this is kind of Ethan too, but his whole drive for being in Pines is basically Kate. Meanwhile, his wife is at home distraught that her husband is missing and dead. So it's like Kate, she made me mad.
I don't know if Kate has more of a role to play in the next books. Don't tell me. But I do. I like this take, because she, like, especially when it's kind of revealed that she's there in Pines, mm-hmm. and like Ethan has gone through hell to try and help her.
And she kind of ignores him, right?
Yeah, she's like, just
leave me alone.
Yeah, I don't know. I felt like her character could have been more involved, and she could have been like a Beverly kind of character for Ethan. But yeah, I get that. Kate was chumpy,
mm-hmm.
and she also is a homewrecker. So
yeah,
not a fan.
Chump energy.
Well, I guess that leads us to our final ratings for Pines by Blake Crouch. This is a part where we give a 0 to 1 to 5 star rating mm-hmm. for the book that we read. So I'll let you start off, honey.
So the first book in this trilogy, I am going to give it a 4.5.
Wow.
And in the overall grand scheme of things, with the additional two books in the trilogy, I give it all a 5. Mm. So the additional two books all rounded together with this first book would be a 5 for me.
So the entire trilogy, 5-star trilogy.
Yes. The first book I'll give a 4.5. So if that motivates anyone else to read the next two books in this series.
So you're saying it gets better.
I do think it gets better. Because it only gives more information and explains more. Mm-hmm. And it just gets more thrilling.
And so I guess with our scale, to me, like a 5-star, even a 4.5-star is like...
A 5-star... Perfect book, no changes needed, loved it. So a 4.5, it's pretty much there for me.
There you go.
This trilogy, I just ate it up. It was just so good. I probably read it in all three books within the span of 3 weeks.
Wow. Well, okay, so I really liked this book. Like I said, I was pleasantly surprised. Mm-hmm. With that being said, I'm not willing to go to... as high as you did. To me, like, so I think a 3-star book to me is like, it was good. I probably wouldn't read it again, but I don't regret reading it. A 4-star book is like, I would recommend this book to other people, and mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. 5-stars, like, this is one of the greatest books I've ever read. I probably in my life have read 5 5-star books. But anyways.
You're a much tougher critic than I am.
Yeah. With that being said, I'm giving this book 4 stars.
Wow.
Because, one, I enjoyed it, obviously. I would read it again, to be honest. I would read it again. I'm planning on reading the rest of the books. Mm-hmm. And I would recommend it to other people. I think it's like, it feels like a good book for...
an intro level.
Well, I was going to say, like, people who don't really read that much or have never read sci-fi. Oh. But I also think it's a good book for people who are into sci-fi. Like, it's a good take on the genre. And I would feel confident recommending it to other people. I really like the book. And I think 4 stars is a good place to put it.
So we're not that far off from each other. I did 4.5.
Yeah, 4.5 would be like, I don't know, a 4.5-star book. It's like one of those books that you read and you think about it for like a month or two after. I don't know if I'm quite there.
Oh, that's exactly how I felt after these books.
Okay, well.
I'm interested to see if your, not review changes, but if you think differently after you read the next two books.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I feel like endings are really important to me. And mm-hmm. so if it doesn't have a good ending, that's probably going to hurt.
I have heard from one of our book lover book club members that did read this book and went on to read the following two books in the trilogy. She did say that she enjoyed the way the book wrapped up in the third book. Oh, well, she enjoyed good. The ending.
Maybe I will share later on once I finish the series. Just a quick, maybe I'll revisit my rating at 4 stars. But all right, so we've improved from Anxious People, our first book, because I think you gave it what?
I think it was a 3.7 for me.
Yeah, I think I gave it a 3. So we're moving in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I guess that'll wrap up. Anything else you want to say about Pines or the book itself or the trilogy before we announce our next book?
I loved it. I love the book. I love the trilogy. And I do agree with you. I think it's an easy read for people who maybe don't read that much because it's very gripping and you'll want to keep reading. And it's a great intro into sci-fi.
Yeah. Pines by Blake Crouch. I recommend it.
Me too. Okay, I think it's finally time to announce this next month's book.
The Mist by Stephen King. I am so excited. So Alexis got to pick the last month's book, which great pick, honey.
Thank you.
This month, Alexis has generously allowed me to pick this without any input from her. And Stephen King is, everyone knows, you should know, I'm not like huge on chart topper books, mm-hmm. but that my exception to that is anything written by Stephen King, who is probably the chart topper of all chart toppers. I think he's like one of the best selling authors ever. And I love Stephen King.
And I have never read a Stephen King book.
I've been trying to get Alexis to read anything by Stephen King with me for like over a year now. So I'm using this opportunity to pull her in, to give him a chance. And I think our listeners, maybe you have read Stephen King. If you haven't, I think you're going to, I hope you're going to enjoy him. I don't know. He has like so many books. I've read probably, I don't know, 10 to 15 Stephen King novels.
Full disclosure, I'm scared. So if you are also scared and in that same boat with me, we're going to get through this together.
I think that's probably a what do you call it? A feeling that a lot of people have who haven't read Stephen King because you've heard he's...
I haven't read any Stephen King books, but obviously I've heard and seen Stephen King movie adaptations from his books. So, It, mm-hmm. Carrie, mm-hmm. a lot of scary movies yeah. have come out of Stephen King. So I am nervous.
He's known for writing horror, obviously. So this,
I don't think I've ever read a horror book.
Right. And I had never read any horror until I read Stephen King's.
I also don't understand how the horror genre even exists because it's like if you're scared, you just stop reading. You know?
I do know, like, I feel like horror is one of the most popular genres in America, at least. Like, people love it. And when I first read the first Stephen King book I ever read was called The Stand. It's horror, but it's also kind of, there's some fantasy mixed in with it. I don't know. He's like, you've probably never read anything like Stephen King. And so The Mist, which is the book that we're going to be reading, is a book I have never read. So I'm going out on a limb here. I'm hoping it's good. I'm pretty confident it's going to be good. And it's a shorter read. I think it's like less than 150 pages.
Yeah. On Kindle, it says it's about 113.
Okay. And let me just really quick read the book or Goodreads book description for The Mist. So here it is. It's a hot, lazy day, perfect for a cookout until you see those strange dark clouds. Suddenly, a violent storm sweeps across the lake and ends as abruptly and unexpectedly as it had begun. Then comes the mist, creeping slowly, inexorably into town where it settles and waits, trapping you in the supermarket with dozens of others, cut off from your families and the world. The mist is alive, seething with unearthly sounds and movements. What unleashed this terror? Was it the Arrowhead Project, the top secret government operation that everyone has noticed but no one quite understands? And what happens when the provisions have run out and you're forced to make your escape, edging blindly through the dim light? Mm. Does that sound interesting to you?
It sounds interesting, but also I'm scared.
Well, I think I'm excited to see what you think of it. And I think you're going to enjoy Stephen King. Like, I think there's probably a lot of people who have never read him because they think he's just not for them. And maybe he's not, but I'll say there's a reason so many people, mm-hmm. like millions of people, love Stephen King. I think one of the things I think Stephen King is the best at is keeping you interested, so interested that you can't put the book down. Like, that's how I feel with whenever I read Stephen King.
I guess we will be seeing in our next episode how we feel about, how I initially now feel about Stephen King.
Yes, I'm excited. So our book, again, for the last time, is The Mist by Stephen King.
Be on the lookout for our giveaway post that we'll be posting on Instagram. Enter our giveaway. You can win a free copy of The Mist or a free digital copy. We'll be sending you money for the Kindle version if that is how you prefer to read.
And if for some unfortunate reason you don't win the giveaway, we'll be sure to put a link in our bio of where you can buy the book on Kindle or paperback, hardback, or hardcover. What is it called? I don't read hardcover books. I read paperback. We'll put links to buy the book. I'll find the cheapest version that I can find online. So you can purchase your book and read along with us.
And if you skipped Pines, well, thanks for listening to that whole episode about a book you didn't read. But feel free to join in with us this month and we'll read The Mist together.
Yeah, this one is shorter so that we can read it quickly. And if it's anything like any other Stephen King book I've read, I have a feeling you're going to read it pretty fast. Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys for listening. We are so appreciative that you're here and reading along with us. And we love that we're helping you reach your reading goals.
And you're helping us. It's fun to read with other people. So with that, we will say goodbye and see you soon.
Love ya.